From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Diego Mendoza Moyes reports for the Albany Times Union. Several civil rights and voter advocacy groups filed a lawsuit July 29th to block efforts by Rensselaer County Republican leaders to share county voter registration information with the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The New York Immigration Coalition, Community Voices Heard, Common Cause New York, Citizen Action of New York, the League of Women Voters of the United States, the League of Women Voters of New York State, and Rensselaer County resident Jennifer Benn filed the suit in U.S. District Court for the Northern District of New York. The lawsuit comes after Republicans, reacting to a new state law allowing undocumented migrants to apply for driver's licenses, retaliated by saying they would forego privacy concerns and turn over voter registration information to federal immigration officials. Susan Lerner, executive director of Common Cause New York, said in a statement, and I quote, "Let's get the facts straight. Non-citizens cannot register to vote at the DMV or anywhere else in New York State. The county executive's threat to turn over the voting rolls to ICE is designed to fearmonger against immigrants and needlessly alarm and confuse eligible potential voters," end quote. Read more about that story in the Albany Times Union. Jeff Platsky reports in the Binghamton Press and Sun Bulletin that 2018 population estimates from the U.S. Census Bureau from a database collated by the Albany-based Empire Center show many New York counties are old and getting older. Locally, Columbia, Greene, Delaware, and Schoharie counties all have 20% or more residents over 65 years old. Delaware County leads locally with 24.5% of its population older than 65. In Columbia County, 23.8% of residents are over 65 years old. Schoharie County has a population with 21.9 older residents. Greene County's residents are 22.1% over 65. Ulster came in at 19.8%, Dutchess at 17.6%, and Albany and Rensselaer County both at 17% of their residents older than 65. Cornell University demographer Jan Vink says an aging community places stress on communities and predicts that by 2040, more than half of the residents will be above 55 in Greene and Columbia counties. Mark E. Resinger, associate professor of geography at Binghamton University, who studies internal migration patterns in the nation, said, and I quote, "In the case of New York, young people are leaving the state completely, or they are moving to the New York City area and more urban areas where economic opportunities are growing," end quote. Read more about this story in the Binghamton Press and Sun Bulletin. The Town of Catskill Police Department announced on Facebook July 29th that they are going to increase patrols looking for speeders on Grandview Avenue in the village of Catskill. The Facebook statement read in part, and I quote, "After receiving complaints of speeders on Grandview Avenue in the village of Catskill, the Catskill Police Department has monitored the area and found that further specific enforcement is warranted. The Catskill Police Department will be conducting radar enforcement with zero tolerance over the next 3 weeks on Grandview Avenue and sporadically thereafter. Other areas in the village will be addressed as formal complaints arise and formal surveys conducted substantiate the need for stricter enforcement," end quote. At the July 17th Town of Catskill meeting, a resident complained about speeding on another Catskill street. You can hear an excerpt of the July 17th Catskill Town Board meeting on the WGXC news blog or a full recording in the WGXC archives. Several reports at HudsonValley360.com have police and emergency first responders busy the past few weeks to responding to accidents at popular summer venues and parks. In Hunter on July 26, a vehicle on Platte Clove Road traveled down an embankment about 150 feet before coming to rest. The Twin Cloves Technical Rescue Team used a high-angle technical rope system. According to a press release from the Twin Cloves Technical Rescue Team, and I quote, "Basic life support and advanced life support care was initiated before the patient was secured to a litter and moved to a second high-angle rope system," end quote. The accident also involved the Tannersville Fire Department and Rescue Squad, Greene County Paramedics, Hunter Ambulance, Cedar Grove Fire Company, Palinville Fire Department, Haines Falls Fire Company, State Department of Environmental Conservation, Forest Rangers, Greene County Sheriff's Office, Greene County Emergency Services, Hunter Police Department, and State Police. On July 27th in Chatham, Brandon S. Pitcher, a modified stock car racer, died operating an ATV on Bushnell Road. Pitcher was a Lebanon Valley Speedway 358 modified racer driving number 17. Then July 28th in Athens, the Greene County Sheriff's Office searched Green Lake for a body someone reportedly seen in the water. The Sheriff's Office said in a posting on its Facebook page on July 29th, and I quote, "After an extensive multi-agency search, it has been determined to be unfounded. Public access to the lake can resume immediately," end quote. Read more of this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.